Friends, we are going to discuss about a very, very interesting subject now, and that is the chapter number 9 of our subject, Total Quality Management, and the name of the chapter is Reliability. Up till now, we have sung songs about quality, and now I am going to discuss about reliability. You must be wondering, what is this reliability? Very important. Our product and service must be of a high quality, no doubt, because we have discussed this again and again and again. But it should also be reliable, dependable. Reliability engineering is an engineering field itself, a completely different field. Specialized engineers are there. Reliability engineers, and this field that deals with the study, evaluation and life cycle management of the product. Because once the product is made as per the specifications, as per the norms, as per the standard, as per the customer requirements, the next important point is whether it will have a proper life, useful life, expected life or not. And that is important thing. Reliable means dependable. Reliability is defined as the probability of a device. That means if I buy a TV, if I buy a computer, if I buy a pen drive or whatever, the probability of that device performing its purpose adequately for the intended period. For example, if I buy a TV, I feel that it should at least work for 4 or 5 years without any problem. A computer should work without any problem for at least 3 years or 5 years, if possible more than that. The probability of a device performing its purpose adequately for the intended period under the given operating conditions. For example, if I buy a car from Japan, will it work here on the Indian road conditions? That is the reliability. Probability of a device performing its purpose adequately for the intended period, but under the given operating conditions. Operating conditions could be harsher. What is probability? How many years, how many months, how many days would the device probably work without failure? What is failure? Intended performance, intended function. Will it work without failure, without reduction in the performance? How many years, how many months, how many days, how many hours? That is probability. What is performance? The device should perform as per all the requirements of the customer. For example, a car should give a particular pickup, high mileage, lower running cost for the intended period. Because I am spending money for buying the car, it should work without any problem. It should not give too much repair cost. Maintenance cost should be low. Running cost should be low, mileage should be high, then only it is worth spending the price for the car. That is the performance. Period, the customer's expectation of the life of the device. When I spend so many rupees, I expect that it should perform for some minimum period. Some people would like to have the device running for a lifetime. For example, if I buy a cupboard, I expect that it runs for my lifetime at least, if not for the next generations. When I build a house, or if I buy a flat, I expect that it runs, it works, or it is in the good position, good situation, at least for 100 years. My next generation at least should stay there. Some would like to change it the moment it is outdated. For example, we change our computer. Earlier we had desktop computer, then we changed to laptop computer. Now we are having our tablet on mobiles. Old fashioned, we want to change it. For example, our clothes or our curtains or our dining table, we want to change it. Okay. However, everyone wants the device to work faultlessly for whatever time period as per their expectations, customer expectations. That is reliability. Conditions, the customer might expect an imported car to work without any problem on Indian roads. He might expect an equipment to work at Antarctica also. The device must work under all expected internal and external conditions. So what I have discussed? Probability, performance, period and conditions. If the device works like this, then I say it is reliable. Then I say that it has given me value for money. Paisa vasool, value for money. Now I will discuss certain terms. Availability. I have bought a machine from Sweden. Is it working satisfactorily in all the three shifts continuously? Is it available for me for making production? Or it fails and I waste 2 hours for repairing it? Then it is available only for 22 hours in a day. Then if I spend every day 2 hours in repairing, then I have only 22 hours a day. But my production target will get fulfilled only if the machine runs for 24 hours. Then what we will do? We say machine is not available. Probability that a unit is in operation for a specified time. It is equal to uptime divided by uptime plus downtime. What is uptime percentage? As a percentage of total hours available. Uptime plus downtime. So what is availability? It is the ratio of uptime divided by uptime plus downtime. Then maintainability. Is the machine maintainable? Probability that a failure will be repaired in specific time after the failure occurs, or once the machine breaks down, gone case, 6 months we are not able to repair. Then that is not maintainable at all, because we have to get the parts from overseas. It takes long time. It has some problems, importing problems. Then we say the machine is not maintainable. For example, maintainability is good if spare parts components are easily accessible, easily available, easily procurable. Design is not complex. Fault is diagnosed in shortest possible time. Sometimes it happens that people are not able to find the fault at all. They don't know why the machine has failed. Then it takes long time for repair. Experienced mechanics and electricians are available in house. Then we say the maintainability of the equipment is good. So what I said earlier, availability, that means machine should be available, it should have good maintainability. Maintenance of various types is corrective maintenance, that means repair starts on war footing after the failure has occurred. Sometimes we call it as breakdown maintenance. Then preventive maintenance, it's a systematic maintenance. System is prevented from failure. Regular maintenance is done at regular intervals as per the pre-designed schedule. That time the machine is opened, the oiling is done, spare parts are changed, cleaning is done, overhauling is done, and machine is given back. It is preventive maintenance. Predictive maintenance, symptoms or vital signs. Like we having fever, we say symptoms. What are the symptoms? Doctor asks, what are the symptoms? In case of maintenance of machines also, we say what are the symptoms? Vibrations are there, noise is there, sound is there, temperature is increasing, once found, then the appropriate maintenance is carried out. That means we go by the machine signature, vibration, temperature, malfunctioning. Periodic functional checkup is done to check whether the machine is working satisfactorily or not. This is also a good method of maintenance, predictive maintenance. It can be even earlier than the preventive maintenance schedules. Suppose machine gets hot, machine starts vibrating, we have to repair the machine even earlier than the preventive maintenance schedule, before the machine gets broken down. Maintenance is of various types. Detective maintenance, some instruments are such as fire alarm are not frequently in use. For such instrument, a periodic checkup is done. In case of safety, every day the fire does not happen, so every day the alarm will not work, but then we have to do the periodic checkup. We should have a weekly checklist, daily checklist, monthly checklist. That is called as detective maintenance. Reliability controlled maintenance. The main difference between preventive maintenance as this is that preventive maintenance equipment is in the focus, whereas in the RCM, that is reliability controlled maintenance, the function is in focus. Identification of failure modes, prioritization of failure modes, identification of preventive maintenance tasks. Function, then safety. What is safety? Capability of the unit not to cause, not to occur an injury to the person. To specified time and condition. When we say that injury will not happen to the worker, then we say machine is safe. That is the safety. Now, reliability, the most important factor is MTBF. Mean time between failures. The failure happens, then we repair it, then machine runs, again failure occurs. So, what is the time between two failures? What is the average time between two failures? It is called mean time between failures, that is MTBF, and that is the indicative of how reliable the machine is. If the time between failures is too short, we say the machine is not reliable. It fails again and again and again. For example, imported machine from Sweden, every day it is failing. Mean time between failure is one day. Then we say it is not reliable. So, MTBF is the indicative of reliability. It is the predicted elapsed time between the inherent failures of a system. MTBF can be calculated as arithmetic mean, that is average time between the failures of a system. Mean time between failures, typically part of a model that assumes the failed system is immediately repaired. That means failure occurs, repaired immediately, then machine works. Then again failure occurs, then it is repaired immediately. On this basis, we are considering MTBF as a indicator of reliability of the equipment. What is MTTR? Mean time to repair. For example, machine gets broken down or machine stops working. How much time we are able to put the machine in order? That is called as MTTR, mean time to repair. It can be half an hour, it can be 5 minutes, it can be 2 days, it can be 3 months. What is the average time to repair? Once the machine gets broken down, 3 months are gone. Then maintainability is very poor. So, what is the mean time to repair? It should be as short as possible. Mean time to repair. Mean time between failures should be as long as possible for a reliable machine. Mean time between failure should be as long as possible. Mean time to repair should be as short as possible. This is the diagram of time between failures. Look at this. Up, then down, one failure, then uptime and downtime. This is the time between two failures, between failures, then one failure. So, what is the mean time between the failure? Downtime minus uptime. Downtime minus uptime is the mean time between the failures. Mean time between failures is equal to MTBF is equal to sigma of start of downtime minus start of uptime divided by number of failures. If there are 100 failures, then we should sum up the downtime minus uptime. That means when the machine became breakdown minus when earlier it was repaired, and that is the mean time, that is the time between failures. Sum of them divided by number of failures is MTBF. Mean time between, mean time to failure. This is the third thing. First I said about MTBF, then I said about MTTR, and now I am talking about MTTF. Don't get confused. These are three different things. Mean time to failure. That means once the machine is installed, how many hours it runs without failure. It measures average time to failures with the modeling assumption that the failed system is not repaired. That means I install the machine, then it runs for, let us say, 400 hours. For example, electric heater. Electric heater number 1 has run for 400 hours. Number 2 has run for 470 hours. Number 3 has worked for 530 hours. Number 4 has worked for 580 hours. And number 5 has run for 600 hours. What is average? Average, we say, it is run for 516 hours. It is arithmetical average. That means we know that these electric heaters made by a company called so and so has average MTTF of 516 hours. So we know that once the heater is installed, it runs for at least 516 hours. You also know about the incandescent lamp bulb in your house. It runs for certain hours. Then it fails. Then it cannot be repaired. Similarly, here electric heater also. 516 hours it runs and then fails and no repair. That is called as MTTF, mean time to failure. That means once it is installed like a bulb, it runs for 516 hours, then it fails, no repair then. So that is called as MTTF. I told you three things, MTBF, then I told about MTTR also, then I just now I told about MTTF also. Understand this carefully so that you don't get confused. Then this is one funny thing, bathtub curve. You know, in your bathroom there may be a bathtub. So this is curve looking like that bathtub tub. A new product, initially it fails, very high failures are there because there are some manufacturing problems, and these failures I call it as infant mortality. What is infant mortality? In the hospital, if child is born, it happens that many newly born children die immediately, and that is called as infant mortality. In case of the failures also, sometimes initially very high failures, then decreasing failure rate, then it runs without any failure, and then because of the end of life, because of wear out, the failure rate is increasing. That means a new product, initially very high failure rate, then it comes down, then it runs satisfactorily for some time, then again the failures increase. This is called as bathtub curve or hypothetical failure rate versus time curve. This is called as useful life, this is called as infant mortality, and this is called as wear out, increasing failure rate, end of life. It gives you some indication about how reliable the product will be initially, then in the useful time, cycle of time or useful life and end of life. In the end of life, you say the reliability is going down because failure rate is increasing. MTBF is increasing. Here also MTBF is more. Here MTBF is low. The bathtub curve describes a particular form of a hazard function. The first part is decreasing failure rate, known as early failures or infant mortality. The second part is a constant failure rate, known as random failures. The third part is an increasing failure rate, known as wear out failures. The name is derived from the cross-sectional shape of a bathtub. The bathtub curve is generated by mapping the rate of early infant mortality failures when first introduced, then the rate of random failures with constant failure rate during its useful time, and finally the rate of wear out, which is high as the product exceeds its design lifetime. For example, you buy a TV, it is possible that initially the complaints are more because it is infant mortality type. Then it runs for some years without any problem. Then when it becomes old, the failure rate increases. In case of car also, you know, initially some more failures will be there, and then when the car gets worn out, more failures will be there. So reliability varies like that. In the early life of a product adhering to the bathtub curve, the failure rate is high but rapidly decreasing as defective products are identified, discarded, and early sources of potential failure such as handling and installation are surmounted. In the midlife of a product, generally once it reaches the consumers, the failure rate is low and constant. In the late life of the product, the failure rate increases as age and wear take their toll on the product. Calculation of reliability. I am talking about reliability, reliability, reliability. You will be wondering how to calculate it. So I am giving one small example. I will not take you to the complicated calculations of reliability. I will just tell you simple how to understand this concept of reliability. Series of tests are conducted on a total number of atoms, 2000 atoms. 2000, let us say bulbs, incandescent bulbs, 2000. In first hour, 650 components failed. In 1 hour, 650 out of 2000. So how many survived? 1350. In second hour, another 350 components failed. How many survived? 1000. In third hour, another 210. How many survived? 790 only. In fourth hour, 166 failed. How many survived? 624. In 5th hour, 493 survived. In 6th hour, 390 survived. At the end of the 1st hour, reliability is R1, 1350 divided by 2000. What is 1350? Number of components survived after 1 hour of rigorous running. So the reliability at the end of 1st hour, R1, is 0.675. At the end of 6th hour, how many survived? Only 390 survived. So at the end of 6th hour, it should be R6 here actually, it is 0.195. That means reliability of this product at the 6th hour is only 0.195, 19.5%. As we go on working on this product, the reliability is going down. The probability of failure is then 1 minus RT. That means if reliability is 0.195, then probability of failure is 1 minus 0.195. That much is the probability of failure at the end of 6th hour. That means customer will know that at the end of 6th hour, 1 minus 0.195, so much is the probability of failure. That means he should know that look, this component will work only for, let us say, 5 or 6 hours, or maybe satisfactorily only for 2 hours. Thank you.